Roni Zome Productions presents an original audio mystery, The Stalker.
Have a seat.
Of course.
All right, then. When your counsel arrives...
No need for that.
Waiving your rights?
I always represent myself. I'm used to it.
Makes sense. You seem so...
Self-assured, self-reliant, self...
Yeah. Wow, don't get this guy started. I'm Agent Larson. This is Agent Thompson.
Hello. Very nice to finally meet you, gentlemen.
Finally, huh?
Oh, yes.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Agent Larson, that's not why I'm here, is it? I'm quite sure we can find more interesting things to talk about.
Fine. You were apprehended hiding outside Mr. Turner's home. Let's try not to drag this out. Why were you there?
My car broke down nearby, and I needed to use the phone to call a tow truck.
What? No cell phone?
Cell phone? No. They're dangerous. Brain cancer, you know.
Now, we didn't find any identification on you. So if you can tell us who you are, it'll save us all a little time.
With all the knowledge and information that is available today, and you don't know who I am.
How interesting.
Who are you?
My name is Leon. Andrew Leon. My middle name is Paul.
I'm on it. I'll go check it out.
I'm curious. What do you do for a living?
I am a world traveler, a sociologist of sorts. I study human behavior, why they do what they do. I think it's fascinating to watch people in many different situations and see what choices they make. It's intoxicating, really.
Mr. Turner and his wife have reported other situations when they felt they were being watched. Have you been there before? And were you trying to kill them?
Scott.
What? How do you know my name?
You're famous. Scott Larson, the hero of Elmsville, they called you. I watched all the news reports of how you found that missing girl.
Kelly Hampton. She'll graduate from high school this year.
Yes. And remember what the city did for you.
A banquet and a huge parade. You know, my mom still pulls out the newspaper clipping.
After all that... You weren't rewarded in any way. No extra pay, no promotion, nothing but a small town banquet and parade. There is no justice, is there?
Well, I've tried to forget about that. We move on.
You were held back. Restrained. Shoved down.
I don't want to talk about this right now.
You are weak. Just like your father.
I'm strong enough to get rid of one more crazy, vain stalker before I die.
You can't kill me.
I think a life sentence might be worth finding out. Damn it. The gun's jammed.
You see? I told you. It's not my time to be destroyed today, but... You are much stronger than I thought. I stand corrected.
I apologize to you for that. I really didn't mean... Let's, forget that happened and continue with the interrogation.
I know you didn't mean any harm. We never really do in those situations. We ride on the waves of our emotions, and the places it takes us can be... shocking sometimes. Now, let's get back to where we were. I, too, meant no harm to Mr. Turner and his lovely wife, Samantha.
Lovely, huh? You know what I think? I think you're just a lonely guy who never had a date, and gets off by peeping in people's windows. But one day, you'll snap, and...
No.
Know what?
I can't touch them.
So, you're expecting me to believe that your perversion has boundaries.
It's true. I can't touch them at all, but...
But what?
I want to help her.
Okay, I'll bite. How will you help her?
Our peeper here, I ran his name, Prince, and he doesn't exist.
Well then, if I don't exist, I'll be on my way then.
Have a seat right there. Thanks. We're not done with you yet. Thompson, keep checking on this guy, will ya?
Sure, okay.
Okay, so, how could you help Mrs. Turner?
Could I ask for a small favor?
Depends on how good a mood I'm in.
I see the radio here. A little music, please.
Sure. Why not? It's Be Nice to Stalkers Week, right? there.
Ah, yes, Suzanne Turner, the United Nations liaison from the U.S., is now coming into the presentation hall.
And now you're going to tell me how you are going to help.
We now wait for the signing of this momentous peace treaty. The heads of state of Israel, China, Russia, Iran, Iraq, and Palestine all shake Ambassador Turner's hand as they take their seats together at the table. If this treaty is signed, this could be the first time in history when the world is finally at peace. And now, we will hear a presentation from the Israeli head of state.
You're psychic, too, I guess. How did you...
I do my research. Pity you do not.
Must be a strange coincidence, then.
There are no coincidences. There are choices and repercussions. This treaty is a bad idea. Peace is such a messy business. I tried to get that across to them.
Them? What do you mean? Were you stalking the rest of the world leaders, too?
So, all right, you wanted any information on our peeper here, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Anything?
Spit it out.
Okay. His name is Andrew Paul Leon. A. Paul Leon. Apollyon, the devil, the destroyer. So, he's either crazy or...
So, you're the devil.
There have been so many names. Andrew, I do like the ring of that one. It's so cosmopolitan.
You know, actually, we do get to interrogate many prominent figures. I talked to some nut one time that said he was George Washington. You know, he wore a wig and everything.
Yeah, and last month we talked to Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny, too.
Remember when we questioned Jesus Christ here for 2 hours?
How dare you?
What did you say to me?
How can you be so glib about things you don't care to know anything about?
Just what do you mean?
Just because you are an agnostic doesn't mean I am. I am very aware of my enemy and what he is trying to do. That's why I know this world treaty is a bad idea. There will come a time when a leader will rise and rule, but not yet.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
Right.
Just when I think I've met the biggest nut there is, I always get one that tops the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, where's your pitchfork? Your horns. You know, you're not even red.
You watch too many cartoons.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go see if anything popped up on our friend here.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, so, Satan, do something.
Now who's crazy?
Change your shape, growl, levitate. Do something to make me believe that you are the devil.
Oh, my... I'm not for parlor tricks.
Like I thought.
You are challenging me.
You're damn right I am. You knew so much about me, I figured you could prove it to me. I mean, if you're so powerful.
You don't know what you are doing.
Oh no? I think I know exactly what I'm doing. Prove it. Here. If you wanted to stop the treaty signing, do it.
In time.
You're just some crazy weirdo. You have no power. Hey, crazy guy? What are you doing?
Now the leaders are seated. After a historic photo in front of the flags of the world, they are opening their pens, and they begin to sign the treaty one by one. Oh no, what's this? Someone's running in the back door. They're breaking free of the security guards. It's a man. Yes, he's running up on stage. He's grabbed a gun, and he's pointing it at Ambassador... He's pointing it at Ambassador Turner. The gunman is yelling something, and the ambassador is pleading with him. Oh, no, it looks like a guard has shot the gunman. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a horrific sight. The blood and the leaders begin to hide under their tables as guards run to protect them.
As I said, peace is such a messy business.
How did you do that?
What in the hell is going on at that treaty?
Ask him.
You. You did that?
I was sitting here the whole time. Agent Larson has seen to that.
Look, we can't reach anyone. Larson, my dad is there. I'll be right back. Watch him.
If you're so powerful, then snap your fingers or beam yourself there and wipe them all out.
I told you he won't allow it.
God? God won't allow you? You believe in God.
More than you. You don't know what it's like to be the most beautiful being and then you come along.
Me?
Man. Such a waste of time and space.
Waste? People actually worship you. You actually need mankind to validate your god complex.
I guess no one will ever understand me, so let me explain it to you one more time. The fact is, I don't care anything about man. I hate you, all of you, with your petty problems, worries, fears. The only reason I put up with mankind is to wave a shiny object like money, power, and fame in your face and draw you all away from him. To me, humans are just one big number game. When they finally lock me up and throw away the key, I hope that every single human rots there with me.
So there isn't a pot of gold at the end with you? Party in hell and all that?
Play now, pay later. Someone has to pay for the party, but I won't pay for you. That was his bag.
A number of shots have been fired in the room. It's difficult to know exactly what's going on. A security guard or two have been shot. I am hiding under a table at the moment. It's very difficult to see.
So it's all you, then. Man is good. We wanted this treaty, but you...
Oh, yes. I'm the cause of everything bad in the world. Blame me. How convenient. It's not about greed, power, or position. No, it's all my fault. All I do is dangle the hook, but man always takes it. You complete me, as it were.
So, even if I finish you off right now, it won't mean a thing, right?
Not really. My team believes in allegiance almost to a fault. We have vision. His team argues about the smallest things. We go to church on Saturday. We go to church on Sunday. We speak in tongues. We don't speak in tongues. My team focuses on the goal, not how we get it. My minions are highly motivated, work well with others, and will do anything to get what we want. Kill me, my plan moves forward. Only he can stop the plan, but not yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ambassador Turner is now addressing the crowd.
What began as a new path of peace has now been another example of the evil and violence in our world. This position has taken a toll on myself, my husband, and our whole family. I now will propose something different.
What could this mean? A postponement? A change of venue? She's taken a gun from the guard next to her.
This treaty is our last chance for peace. War is all around us, and there is only one way I can end it.
She's going to... Oh, God. Why did she... I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I can't continue. It is horrible.
Well, that's that. It would seem there are more important things to tend to now than holding me here. Your partner's father...
My dad, he's dead. I gotta go.
Yeah. Okay, go.
Well... Until we meet again.
Are you sure?
It's possible. 50-50 chance.
You'll have to forgive me if I don't stand up.
I don't forgive. That's his bag.
The Stalker was written, directed, and produced by Jeff Roney. Production assistance by Christine Q. Andrew Leon was played by David Ault. Agent Larson was played by Nathan P. Butler. The radio reporter was played by Jeff Roney. Agent Thompson was played by Jeff Roney. Ambassador Suzanne Turner was played by Lisa Baldwin. And the intro and outro by Natalie Nicole Gilbert.
The Stalker is a Roni's Own production. Copyright 2008. Visit jrdonline.com for more information and other productions.